You can't tell a man by the song he sings. It was in a freshman high school class called Occupations that, 15 years ago, I first met the ex-con, Alberto Pellegutti. The first week, my new classmates and I were given a battery of tests designed to reveal our skills, deficiencies, tendencies, and psyches. At the end of the week, Mr. Russo, the occupations teacher, would add the skills, subtract the deficiencies, and tell us what jobs best suited our talents. It was all mysterious, but scientific. I remember we first took a preference test. Which would you prefer to do, this, that, or the other thing? Albi Pellegutti sat one seat behind me and to my left. And while this first day of high school, I strolled happily through the test, examining ancient fossils here, defending criminals there, Albi, like the inside of Vesuvius, rose, fell, pitched, tossed, and swelled in his chair. When he finally made a decision, he made it. You could hear his pencil drive the X into the column opposite the activity in which he thought it wisest to prefer to engage. His agony reinforced the legend that had preceded him. He was 17, had just left Jamesburg Reformatory. This was his third high school, his third freshman year. But now, I heard another X driven home, he had decided to go straight. Halfway through the hour, Mr. Russo left the room. "I'm going for a drink," he said. Russo was forever at pains to let us know what a square shooter he was, and that, unlike other teachers we might have had, he would not go out the front door of the classroom to sneak around to the back door and observe how responsible we were. And, sure enough, when he returned after going for a drink, his lips were wet. When he came back from the men's room, you could smell the soap on his hands. "Take your time, boys," he said, and the door swung shut behind him.